In Act 3 of Man and Superman, its central characters have traveled from their homes in London to vacation in an untamed mountainous area of Spain. Among them is Jack Tanner, modeled after a young Shaw. His potential love interest, Anne Whitefield, and Anne's guardian, Roebuck Ramsden. Immediately upon arriving in Spain, the party is pounced on by a group of bandits, whose chief is a man named Mendoza. Mendoza, it so happens, is a Jew. As Mendoza puts it, the role of the gang he leads is to hold up motor cars and secure a more equitable distribution of wealth. Mendoza informs Jack and the others that the band of brigands aims to extract a tidy ransom before allowing them to go on their way. Jack tells Mendoza that he is amenable to that idea, but it is mutually decided that since it is late in the evening, the transmission of funds would best wait until the morning. So they all bed down for the night. They fall off to sleep, and Jack has a dream. Almost all of the rest of the act or play, when it is performed separately, is Jack's dream. The setting of Jack's dream is hell, and everybody in the dream is a character we have met before in the play, but transformed into someone else. Jack is the 15th century nobleman Don Juan, and becomes Dona Ana de Alo, Anna for short. Roebuck is a talking statue, and Mendoza is the devil. This dream state setting and cast of characters sets up what is essentially a debate between Don Juan and the devil about what life ought to be about and which is a better place to be, Don Juan's version of heaven or the devil's version of hell. When the antagonists talk about heaven and hell, it is clear that they aren't referring to places or states up there or down there in an afterlife. They are both using heaven and hell as metaphors for ways of being in this life. Don Juan sets out his case early in the act. Hell is the situation here on earth right now. It is the way most people live, and he wants out. In heaven, as I picture it, he declares, you live and work instead of playing and pretending. You face things as they are. You escape nothing but glamour. And your steadfastness and your peril are your glory. What will Don Juan do once he gets to heaven? He will think, I hope to escape at last from the lies and from the tedious vulgar pursuit of happiness, to spend my eons in contemplation. And it is not just any kind of contemplation that will occupy Don Juan's time in heaven. It is contemplation of life with a capital L, or as it comes to be called as the act proceeds, the life force. Don Juan declares to Mendoza, even as you enjoy the contemplation of such romantic mirages as beauty and pleasure, so would I enjoy the contemplation of that which interests me above all things, namely life. The force that ever strives to attain greater power of contemplating itself. To be continued. From Dr. Robert S. Griffin's The Fame of a Dead Man's Deeds, an up-close portrait of white nationalist William Pierce. If you have enjoyed this excerpt, please consider obtaining the complete Fame from your bookseller.